I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Make most of those shots most of the time. Mm-hmm. Most of those shots were in rhythm. You see, okay, well, maybe you don't need to go all freshman starting five. Maybe I put one of these confident guys, one of these veteran guys in there. And again, does that slow you down? No, not it wouldn't have last night. Last night they looked good out there. So I thought the veterans, John, those two coming back, looked like what you'd expect and kind of what you'd hoped is that, well, they look like they've done this. You know what I'm saying? Compared to the guys who are just learning. So be one thing, John, if you had a team of fully of freshmen, right? You're going to have to rely on all these freshman guards who last night were ugly and you didn't have anything else behind them. Memphis has the luxury of having some pretty quality experience in a guy in Tyler Harris who I don't think folks remember. Well, at one point last year through 9-10 games, he's averaging 16 points. Finishes up the year at 11 points per game. Solid guys that you're bringing back that can really – they showed you last night. They're going to be there to help you no matter if you're bringing them off the bench or – in the case you want to start them because they're showing you they're a little bit more experienced.
Absolutely. We got Grizz tickets we're going to give away later in the show. I believe two pairs to one winner. Two pairs to tickets for two separate games. I guess one pair per game to one winner. Mm-hmm. So we will do that a little bit later in the show. When we come back, Chris Fowler had an interesting video on his Instagram last night. Memphis football fans are going to want to hear this. We'll do it when we come back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply, national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
This hour's code word is plant. If you want to win $1,000, text the word plant, P-L-A-N-T, to 72881 to win $1,000. Text plant to 72881. We're doing it every hour, 9 through the 4 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday while you work, for your chance to win $1,000 an hour. So if you want to have a chance to win $1,000 this hour, text the word plant, P-L-A-N-T, to 72881. Good luck. Another code word coming up at 1 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Irene Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Irene Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, IreneGolfCC.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress. And with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families. Which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, celebrating your 42nd anniversary. Tell me how Robert Irwin Jewelers began.
42 years ago, my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin moved Robert Irwin Jewelers from New York City to Memphis, Tennessee.
So how are we celebrating?
So how about this? You get to pick any one item in my store, excluding watches and loose diamonds, and you get 42% off.
Engagement rings?
You know it's the perfect time to get engaged.
Oh, I do know that.
And get 24 months no interest financing for qualified purchases.
42% off any one item for your 42nd anniversary. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Memphis.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Don Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes. But no, nothing's going to hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because with Geico, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24/7. Unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah, you can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the 4 little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with Geico. Because they're available 24/7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing Geico helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency, too. At least, once you can feel your lips again.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Moving season. My neighbors are moving. And I like them a lot. That's a tough one, you know? When your neighbors that you really like are moving, that's a tough one. But I'm going to give them a parting gift. I'm going to recommend they go with Black Tie Moving. Because when you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, crosstown, cross country, make sure you call the pros at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196. They've changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you are not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. And the folks over at Black Tie, they understand that. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They're on time. I used them a couple of years ago. Nothing got broken. Everything went where it was supposed to go. And that's all you can ask for. Give them a call. 316-6196. Book your move now. It's going to start booking up fast. Black Tie is going to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. 92.9 breaking news powered by radio.com sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Marvel has announced a brand new, you know, they're sort of moving into their next generation of why are you saying that, of heroes after, you know, Iron Man has passed away. It sounds like, according to Twitter, their new superhero is Panda.
Go right ahead, John. Get it out.
Oh, my Lord.
Pant-Man.
I'm sorry. Did you say Pant-Man?
What?
He can't even talk right now.
And you're the
and we need you to talk you're the one that thinks this is important.
You're the
check yourself, fool.
You're the inspiration.
Oh, you couldn't even get your own sorry joke one-liner out before you laughed it up and
Pants Man.
Bro, my pants weren't even that long. And that's not me. So you're going to have to get yourself together and be able to continue on with the show.
I'm sorry.
Because every day at this time, we do something we call the rundown. We're going to do that now.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I have cried on this show 2 times this week. And it's never happened. It has never happened.
You're talking about a laughing cry.
Yes, sad cry. That's exactly right. The first time was when you famously said, Maine bringing up them little balls. And then you walked out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Pantman coming to theaters 2021. Listen, let's move on.
Shall we?
Next story.
This could be an unbelievable 72 hours. 72 hours or so for the University of
Memphis football.
Man, bringing
up the little balls. Let's move on.
That's it. This could be an unbelievable 72 hours for the University of Memphis because obviously they take on Tulsa. And you've sort of outlined Tulsa is probably better than we think they are.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right.
They're not good. They're better than we think they are.
Well, right? This is exactly like the game. You know what I mean? Like the game where everybody's getting carried away with game day and Chris Fowler.
Yeah, Tulsa's 2-5 is just easy to do, right? You get excited about what's ahead
rather
than what's right here.
And it's hard to get up, right? It's hard to get up for a team like Tulsa that's 2-5, not good.
100%.
Doesn't have star power, but it is there, you know? It is at their place. And you got to win the game. You know, if you want all this to happen, you got to take care of business. You got to win that game. Probably did not help when last night Chris Fowler was on his Instagram after SMU holds on. Thank God. I mean, it would have been a total Memphis move for SMU to blow that game, and then it all goes away without Memphis even having to do anything. They're getting a chance to beat Tulsa, right?
Houston had a chance at the end. They'd let him back in the game. No question about it, but they did not. SMU held on.
But Chris Fowler, after that game ended, posted this video on his Instagram.
To stay undefeated, first time since the Pony Express era. You're thinking, so? But that could be a very significant result for my near future and the travel plans of me, Kirk Herbstreit, and Maria Taylor. Could be.
I mean, if this is an okie doke, it is sick. But it's not an okie doke. It's very clearly not an okie doke. This is.
No, he's coming. He's calling
right.
the game.
That's
done.
Exactly.
Right. You're getting at least a prime time.
If
game.
Memphis wins, they're going to be on prime time, 6:30 game.
Which
Kirk
Fowler will
Chris
call
Fowler.
With Chris. Yeah.
And I don't think that's ever happened.
I can't imagine. Certainly not in prime time. Yeah. I can't imagine you've ever had those two.
Yeah. So.
That's as major as it gets, bro.
No, nobody is saying that this means game day is coming. Like that, I hope that's clear because people are tweeting me and saying, "Yeah, he's not on game day." Obviously,
we got you.
Yeah, nobody was saying game day is 100% coming because Chris Fowler posted that video. But you got to think it increases the chances. If you're the primetime game on ABC, it increases your chances. You know, two birds, one stone, that kind of thing.
I don't think anything's changed. I think Memphis takes care of business. They're coming. And I don't just mean the prime. I think you're the primetime game no matter what at this point. I think you get game day should you take care of business against Tulsa. And I told you this has trap game written all over it because, again, we talked to Ryan Silverfield yesterday. They know. And you're telling your players, you're telling them every second of the day, do not underestimate this 2-5 Tulsa team that outgained Cincinnati in a game they just lost to them. Yes, that had SMU down by 21. Should have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, you're on the road where we know. I mean, it's night and day difference in terms of how you play, mm-hmm. In terms of typically how clean you are. Saw Memphis last week. It's at home, zero turnovers against Tulane. On the road against Temple, it was the turnovers that cost them the game. You just have a tendency to be a little bit more sloppy, role players, all that kind of thing. The decision-making, it's different on the road. And so you've got all the factors there, especially with game day. You feel like the potential to have it here, first time ever, right around the corner. And so it's so easy to – you hear the, hey, don't lose focus, but it's just natural. It's our – like I talk about, it's the flesh, John Martin. It just makes you believe, man, we're talented enough. We're going to handle Tulsa.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Already looking forward to Kirk Herbstreit being here for game day. And it's just a natural thing to do. So
right.
So this is the thing they have going for them is that it is all those factors. And it's so recognizable that hopefully not – the talking isn't just heard; it seeps in, and guys know they've got to bring it against this Tulsa team. That look, yes, they've played well. Yes, it feels like they could have won a few of these, but this ain't some juggernaut 2-5 team. They're not very good against the run. That's what you do well. Brady White will continue. The key for him: keep it clean. Right? I mean, that is the key for Brady White going forward. Keep the thing as clean as possible with the interceptions, the fumbles. You know, play as clean a game as you can.
Yep.
Typically, you'll be on your way. This is a team that you should handle, but you can't go in there. You can't go in there just expecting to win. You certainly got to. But anyway, to your point, yes, it feels like all things have lined up.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Chris Felica on Monday. He will join the Jason and John show.
Look at you
at 1:25. So listen, it could be a celebration, right? It could be a celebration. Will we know by Monday?
Yes.
We'll know by Monday if they're. We'll probably know by Sunday.
Saturday
right?
night late, you'll know.
Okay, Saturday night late, we'll know if they're coming to get, if they're coming to Memphis.
And Bears coming on. You the man, BC. Good get.
I mean, at this point, if Memphis comes to get, if Game Day comes to Memphis, you know, we spoke it into existence. That's where I'm at.
Well, I mean, you've been doing it for like 3 years.
You know, John, you said something about if it doesn't happen here, will it ever happen? And I actually have thought a lot about your question. The answer may be no.
I'm not buying that. Y'all going too far with that one, though, BC.
I'm not saying the AAC's better now.
It's damn near close to no.
No, I understand.
What you guys are saying, fundamentally, I get. Like, this is a great opportunity. You don't know when it's going to come. It's much like having James Wiseman.
It's a perfect opportunity. It's the perfect opportunity.
The AAC ain't just UCF anymore. You know, there's more opportunity now to have another opponent that could set up a game like this. Memphis keep being good, you know. Frankly, keep having schedules like this that are handleable, like this one was.
Yeah,
I think I just made up a word, handleable.
Sure, we can give you that one.
Yeah,
seems
fine.
Seems
yeah,
perfectly
we'll,
fine on a
yeah.
Friday. No, man, there's more opportunity to have that. So I don't want you to sit up here and say this. It could never happen again.
So this is
look. We pray. You had a deacon pray for it last week. Let's just be confident in the Lord and the power of Mike Norvell.
Right.
And this SMU team that barely got by. It's really the perfect storm because that. I'm telling you right now. They even tried it on Get Up, John, this morning, my favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Greeny's like, SMU's undefeated, big story in college football. How highly should they be ranked? And Bobby Carpenter's like, I don't know. He's like, they're good in the AAC, but they got a big game next week against me. Jonathan Vilma saying the same thing. It feels like all the folks that have watched SMU over to ESPN.
Don't believe in them.
And they think Memphis is maybe the best team in the AAC. We know Kirk Herbstreit does. He thinks they're the best thing. He said that before Temple. And maybe it's changed a little bit after the Temple game. But you think after that Tulane performance, he's back high on them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they all can't wait to see Memphis play SMU. I think they kind of know. So my point is, you know, you've got an SMU team that it's the reason, it's part of the big reason you're getting this because they're undefeated.
Right.
But that, to my point, they ain't some juggernaut. I mean, they are ripe for defeat. And, man, if you could get them here, again, with having taken care of business against Tulsa, you got work to do. But you can get them here. It is a perfect opportunity to knock off a team that's looks like to me ripe for the pickings.
Yeah, I hope they come. I really do. I hope they come too, man.
I hope for our city it happens.
I mean, listen.
I hope for that football program it happens because it's always operated
in
the shadow of basketball, it's just natural. But they deserve it.
Let me ask you this: if game day comes to Memphis, right? For this game, is it bigger than beating Tennessee in 96?
I heard you say that on a hit with somebody. Who was it?
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Yeah, I was listening.
Is it bigger than beating Tennessee in 96? I think it is.
I think it is, too.
It is?
You know why? Because it doesn't represent some flash in the pan.
Exactly. Today. Exactly.
You know? We can be proud because we beat Peyton Manning, who's a legend. And that's why you'll always remember it. And it was one of the greatest moments in Memphis football history. But that was a fluke.
It was.
And that it will always be regarded as a fluke.
Right.
And it was part of the reason why we couldn't believe it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This ain't no fluke. This is game day sort of recognizing your hard work over the last 4 to 5 years. And so you sort of get John reaping the benefit of that.
It is.
That's why it's more important.
To a program that's been built.
It's finally the recognition we've all hoped for, is that the rest of the nation sees what not just Fuente did, clearly what Mike Norvell's taken and made better. So, I mean, yes, it's more important. I agree with you. When I heard it, I was like, John might be stretching this one. I said, you know what? That young man is right.
Coming to your city.
Coming to your city.
That young man's right. This is big for the program, probably the most important thing.
I mean, can you imagine?
Bigger than the win over Tennessee.
It's also just a...
What did the win over Tennessee get you?
Right.
Did it help recruiting going forward? Right. Did it turn
exactly.
your program?
Yeah, it didn't.
No.
Exactly.
This is something you build
on. It was
off.
Nice for your fans. You tore down the goalposts, whatever.
Right,
like you,
right.
Honestly, the Tennessee win was the biggest for Calkins because his face is in like 50,000 homes.
It made him huge. It made him the biggest columnist.
And he wasn't even, like, he didn't even like the column. Ask him about it. He told me.
It's a weird story. I think I would go ahead. I would have grown to like it at that point. I'm everywhere with it.
Yeah, like people who got the thing printed out and it's hanging in their homes. You know?
I know.
Do you think you have any call on the tank at any point?
I've read it. I've read the beginning of it so many times because I'm at the urinal. You know?
Do you think you have one story that got printed out and is hanging in somebody's house right now?
No, I don't even think I got anything in Ching's. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's tough.
Yeah, and they have like all Tiger articles except from
all of them.
from 10 to when I was writing to, because you know those were better.
No, it was
I'm
lean
messing around.
Years.
No, I don't know. I'm certainly not in as many restrooms as Calkins is. Hell, I think he's in the Oak Hall restroom.
He is. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. That man is. It is going to be hopefully an amazing weekend, and we will know by late Saturday night, early Sunday morning whether game day is coming. To our set time.
Next story.
Yeah. It's different when the song's like you're going to be singing that and it's about us. It's here coming
it
to
is.
Your city.
You don't like it when it's not about Memphis. But
well, I do. It's still fire. I'm just thinking it's a different kind of fired up.
Oh, like, it is. Oh, it's like naked in the streets.
No matter how corny you think that song is, like when we hear it, it's going to give
you. Can I get a little tang and a hing hang?
Little ying, 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 yang.
Get a little tang and a hing tang.
Bing, bang.
Yeah. Beale Street or the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, we're coming to your pants, man.
They'll be in Tiger Lane, right? Is that what you're asking?
I think if I'm a producer, I put that joker on Beale Street because you can pack it with 3,000 or 4,000 tight
little
in
park.
A block, and you can rope it at the end.
The handy park.
And it'll look sharp and more destination-oriented rather than that open, big-ass park. That's my thought.
That's interesting.
I put it down on Beale.
But do they? But I'm not familiar. Do they do?
What about when you want to do that
off-campus sites? I mean, I guess
yeah,
Liberty Bowl is off-campus.
Liberty Bowl's already off-campus. Yeah. So, and you want that shot, man? You want that big Matthew McConaughey with the big car shot?
I guess
type
so.
Thing.
I mean, I guess
you might be onto something, bro.
But I think the traditionalists will rebuke.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot. I've already gotten flagged.
Isn't that
about
in
this.
The ESPN contract though that they got to go to Beale? Like it feels like it's in any production they do here in Memphis. They're gonna have that Beale Street shot.
Somebody in the city's been contacted already. Because the Liberty Bowl's city property as well.
Yeah.
So somebody here knows if it's been there's because they pre-shop this stuff in production.
Yeah. Even, can I get a little hang? Yeah. Your hang, hang.
Yeah.
You wanna see a land bridge?
Yes. Who doesn't want to see it?
Forgot
Landbridge.
About the Landbridge pitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was special.
You guys laugh, but when it happens, you can thank the damn Landbridge. That was $33 million.
That video got so much critiquing yesterday. There were people critiquing the Landbridge.
They were trying to understand it.
Seriously critiquing that bridge footage.
Show inside joke that you had to be
it's
in
like,
on. That's why you should listen to J&J yeah. from 11 to 3.
Have you ever seen the Da Vinci Code?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how, like, you don't really get it?
Yeah.
Well, I got it, because I'm of a higher intelligence. I'm a
it's
higher
very
intelligence.
Well done. It's yeah. artsy.
That's how I look at the Landbridge. The Landbridge is like the Da Vinci Code. You either get it or you don't. And if you don't, you'll never get it. You know what I mean? Like, you can read about it. You can watch videos about it, breakdowns, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things, man, where it either comes to you naturally,
right.
It's in your spirit, mm-hmm. or it never will be. And I hope that you discover it someday, Jason. I really do, because it's coming. Game day's coming for the Landbridge.
To your city.
Yeah, I have the official video. I was trying to pull it up. Then we'll get to it.
It's okay.
I
mean, next story.
Sorry.
Oh, real quickly, John's hype about game day and the Landbridge, and we all are.
Yeah.
Bulls have got a game tonight. They come into town and play the Memphis Grizzlies. This is the home opener for your Memphis Grizzlies. I'm excited about it. I'll be down there. Well, little CJ, he's excited to see it too because this is a young Bulls team. They're a 2-point favorite coming in here as a road favorite. John Martin, I'm looking forward to seeing that sort of John Morant. You saw the want to after game one, right? He's already looking at the things he's doing wrong. He's already saying, I want to watch the film and saying the right thing.
Yep.
Then apply it, right? What I've learned into the game on Friday. A lot to look forward to with this one, including my man. I know, you know, this isn't necessarily the Grizzlies side, but a guy who I think can be a star. We just talked to Sam Smith about and Lowry Markkanen and just coming off a 35-17 game. So good. Look, you know, Heat or playoff team. There's no question about it. Even without Jimmy Butler, you saw why most folks think with him there are 4 or 5 seeds somewhere in there, maybe even a little bit higher in the Eastern Conference. The Bulls are wannabe playoff team, right? They're much younger, obviously. Do have some vets with Otto Porter, a couple other vets. But this is a team trying to sort of take that next step. And so it's in terms of what you'll face, a little less experience here, a little bit less of we know what we're doing when it comes to these young Bulls. Got a rookie out there in Coby White as well that you'll see at point guard was selected in this year's draft. So from North Carolina, the the shooter turned point guard, so we'll see him as well.
Yep.
But a lot of young guys out on the floor tonight. Hopefully the Grizzlies will come out of this one with the victory. If from that standpoint, you're looking for Jaren to be a little bit more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in the first half at playing without getting in foul trouble, but second half that obviously bothered him. I'd just like to see some Ja and Jaren just playing at a high level, and particularly Ja being a little bit more aggressive, particularly with the shot. He's getting to the basket, but I want to see him as aggressive as possible with that jump shot as well. It's a slow windup, so he's figuring it out.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll see the continued development of the Memphis Grizzlies as they open the
their home Kobe schedule White's tonight. Ass. And I'd love for him to do it right in front of you.
Yes.
He might get Sadoransky, who's the starter at the point. Yeah, who's
I sense you don't like Kobe White. That's the
Well, and maybe I should back off because it was so far so good in terms of the way he scores. We're trying to make point guard out of him when what I see is a shot jacker. And look, some guys are Steph Curry, right? They're that kind of point guard. And other guys are more the distributor. I thought this team needed more of the distributor. I'm not going to be mad if Kobe White could end up being a good player. I'm just not I think you need more of the distributor type. And he's not, defensively, he's not great yet. Bring something to the table, though, at 6'5".
Kobe White looks like he has rather be skateboarding bumper sticker on his car.
What he has is no conscience. I mean, he just but rather be skateboard. Oh, yeah, that was the – yeah, and he said you did the impression. It was pretty good.
Kobe doesn't seem
it
focused.
Sounded like a skateboarder.
He doesn't seem rather
kinda,
focused.
He gives me like a West Coast, like, skateboarder dude vibe, man. Like, you know?
Who was it that got drafted? He was like a Kimberly dude. And you did
the damn kid from North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like his teammate.
I won't hold it against Cameron him, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's something different about that kid.
Cameron Johnson.
I'm openly willing to him winning me over. So I'm not.
Zach,
I'm not rooting against
him. Zach, WFAN fan. Cameron Johnson just went 11th. How do you react to that news?
He went what?
11th.
Cam
in
Johnson
the draft.
11th.
Yep. It's right on the screen right there.
Wow, bro. That's crazy. That's so low.
I mean, he sounds like
bro.
Valley guy, right?
You don't know how hard Cam worked.
That's what's bothering
and, you know, it's a lot of people that doubt him, but.
Wow, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't have an issue with it. It just jumps
like
out
an unfair
to me.
Criticism to hold that against
it's
him.
It's not really so much a criticism. It's just like when I hear him, that's like what comes to mind. You know what I mean?
He had 17 off the bench in our loss to the my Eastern Conference team, my loss to the Charlotte Hornets the other
you
night.
You guys have so many teams, you can't keep up.
P.J. Washington dropped us off.
I
have the Chicago Bulls as a result of Michael Jordan in the East, and I have the Memphis Grizzlies in the West. Is that okay with you?
You got the
NFL
thing,
on the Suns.
You got to see what I'm saying?
I keep an eye on the Phoenix Suns.
It's now, like me in the NFL.
We're hurting because did you see the news? DeAndre Ayton's on the stuff.
Yeah, he's on diuretic.
Yeah, he got popped. How about that?
Diuretic.
I mean, of all the people.
But you're like that in the NFL too, though. You have the Titans and you have the Bears.
AFC, NFC. What? It's not the team.
That's fair.
I got one main team, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I can have a team I'm interested in the other conference. No.
Do you have a substitute NFC team since your Bears are a joke?
Yeah, I know. Man.
What?
A joke?
They are.
Bro.
Oh,
they stink.
Lord.
The Bears stink,
you know.
Bro.
Okay, let's.
They
stink. You know what a joke is?
What?
A joke is calling Mitch Trubisky this offseason a top 10 quarterback.
Don't put this
now,
on me.
Now, who did that?
I was vulnerable emotionally.
Hey, Brad, ask me who did that in a text. I've got the receipts and I've sent it to him.
And now,
a guy who told me my quarterback was top 10, and now you're telling me we're trash because this guy you said was top 10 is garbage.
You are
this guy you said was a top 10 quarterback.
You are introducing personal interactions.
Oh, you don't like when the personal hot, bad takes get out to the public and the light gets on
them.
Check yourself, fool.
Scalabrine, right there.
If I wanted those to see
why
the light
of day,
why
you talking about some trash
obviously
Bears?
You know I would have tweeted it. You know.
Oh, I know. You don't like when them trash takes hit the light of day.
I didn't
look like a gremlin. Nasty. Nobody want to see that one. This man said Trubisky top 10.
I think I said top 12. I think I said he was top 12. He had a good year last year. He's taken a big step back. He has. And listen. Do you agree that the Bears they stink? Do you agree or disagree?
Just stick to your own team and your own takes on your own team.
Do you agree or disagree that the Bears stink?
Dude, our defense not playing well because Akeem Hicks is out.
Oh,
nobody's making
God.
Up when he's on injured reserve, and we have a sorry quarterback.
Bring back Peanut Tillman, man. That
the rest
fix
of our
him.
Team is set. We're ready to go. Bring us Cam. You know, we're ready to roll.
You want that trade?
I'm ready for
he's desperate.
For any,
he wants
anything. I think
will
be an upgrade over what we have.
I mean, he wants it. He'll take Derek Carr.
We're ready to win. Like, just plug a guy in.
You want DC?
Well, we got to get some. Yeah.
Can I interest you in some DC?
I don't want Derek Carr.
Huh? He's an upgrade.
Did you see him? Fool keeps diving, trying to get. He's done it like five times, fumbling.
Somebody got to tell him to stop doing that.
Trying to reach the post.
He did it against
he
the Cowboys.
He does that all the time.
Did it against the Cowboys. Did it again against
they were in
Packers.
The game at that point, Brad. They were going tit for tat with Green Bay.
That was embarrassing.
And he's done it more than once.
All right. When we come back, Evan Abrams is going to join us. We will talk to him about the slate of games this weekend in the NFL. That's up next. Jason and John, 90s here on FM. Yes, Mia.
A scary October in Memphis continues as the Memphis Grizzlies host the Chicago Bulls in their season home opener Friday night.
Jones back to the left sideline. Jackson thought about a three. Drives it in at Leonard.
Yes.
The rim. Oh,
yes.
He jams with a left hand on top of Myers Leonard. A big time dunk for Jaren Jackson Jr. Left baseline over Myers Leonard and ties the game at 70.
Pre-game with Eric Hasseltine begins at 6:30. Tip at 7 o'clock live from FedEx Forum on 92.9 FM. ESPN.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Looking for a place to catch the game? Then head on over to Elbow because they do football. NFL Sunday Ticket, SEC Network, Big Ten Network, ACC Network, plus all the games on ESPN, Fox Sports, and more. Elbow has a great game day menu too. Zesty Tiger Wings, Spicy Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, fan favorite tachos, Frito chili pie, and so much more. And you gotta try the new Flying Pork Wings. Football, food, and fun at Elbow, 2021 Madison, just west of Overton Square.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Evan Abrams is with the Action Network. He joins us every single Friday, breaking down the slate of NFL games. It's sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. He joins us now. Evan, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I mean, listen, you got a great weekend ahead, World Series tonight. I mean, you know, how could you not love this time of year? Come on now.
Yeah, it is certainly it is a fun time of year. Hey, would you play Patrick Mahomes if you're the Kansas City Chiefs?
I just don't think it's worth it. I mean, listen, we get it's a huge game against Green Bay. We even saw him practicing a little bit yesterday. And, you know, based on the line movement, I think many people were assuming Matt Moore was going to get the start. But, listen, if I'm them, there's just no upside here. It's a single game in the NFL.
Exactly. And they're 5-2, and Matt Moore stepped in, and he's fine. Like, Tyreek Hill still had a long touchdown. On that game, it certainly is – looks to me like one of the best games of the weekend. Kansas City is a 3.5-point dog. It is at home. I like home dogs. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you're making this bet, assuming Matt Moore is going to make the start, but really, we really don't know. I mean, we're not going to know until Sunday. Green Bay right now getting 69% of the tickets, but only 57% of the money. So you're seeing a little bit of a delta there. And I think that some people making the assumption we might see Mahomes. Now, listen, for me, handicapping this game, what I want Mahomes to play. I want the total to go up, and I'd like to bet the under. To me, I think that's where the value probably lies in this one. In the Reid era, the Chiefs have scored 3.3 fewer points at home than on the road. It's actually one of the largest margins of any stadium. The under there has been profitable almost every year under Reid. So to me, I think that's where the value is. When you look at Mahomes, last 2 weeks, week 6 and week 7, 1-for-5. On 20-plus yards downfield, only 10.9% of his attempts, which is down about 7% from the beginning of the year. So I think you're also seeing a little bit of a different team. So that's probably the angle to me in that one.
Saw Ryan Tannehill get the start last week and play pretty well, and I'm sure Titans fans would love to feel encouraged about that and say, oh, man, we're gonna turn this thing around. But it really felt like, too, that San Diego gave them the game, Melvin Gordon fumbling that ball away. Buccaneers at the Titans this week. I think the last I looked, the line was at 2.5. How do you play this one?
Yeah, 2.5. And it's actually kind of odd. We haven't seen any movement yet. You've got 67% tickets, 69% money on Tampa. So everything's pushing Tampa's way. You'd make the assumption this line would drop. We really haven't seen it yet, especially in that bit of dead zone between 2.5 and 1.5. I kind of like Tampa in this spot. Tampa's got a really top-notch run defense, and their defense, to me, should be the key. They're number one in adjusted line yards, and what Tennessee is going to really do well is behind the running back spot and behind what they do there. So, to me, I mean, I think that's where the value is, and across those categories, it's the difference. So, I think, Tampa Bay is also in a really, really bad schedule spot, and to me, I'm overlooking that. Next week, they're going to play their fifth consecutive road game, something I'll talk about with Oakland coming up as well, but to me, I think the spot here is really key when you talk about their run defense and how bad they looked in their previous game. I think Tampa offers a little bit of value. If it goes to 3, I like it even more, but okay. To me, the tickets and percentage doesn't look like that's going to happen, guys.
Are the Titans better with Tannehill? You think? I mean, from a team perspective, from a gambling perspective, is there more confidence in them as a whole with Tannehill under center?
So I think what you look at is consistency. I think you're going to see a more consistent Tennessee team with Tannehill than with Mariota. With Mariota, I think the upside was really hitting a brick wall, and there was too many issues every single week in terms of turnovers, overthrows. I think, necessarily, I don't know how much better Tannehill is, but I think what you're going to get out of Tannehill is going to be more consistent. So I think from a betting perspective, you're going to know what the Titans are from week to week. When we've talked about this in previous weeks, guys, when Mariota's back there, you just didn't know what you were going to get week to week, and you had to kind of bet your spots. I just think you're going to get a more consistent Tennessee team.
I think you're right.
Will the 49ers ever lose?
Well, I mean, they're going to lose at some point. I mean, God only hopes for most people, right? I mean, this week, though, they face an undefeated against the spread Kyle Allen. Something that, it's a really, really fascinating matchup and just kind of fun for a fan's perspective.
We are, of course, talking to Evan Abrams. He's with us every single Friday as part of the Action Network. We go through the NFL slate of games every single Friday here on the show. This is a big line to me. Cleveland and New England. Mm-hmm. New England's favored by 12. Obviously, we know the Patriots did just acquire Mohamed Sanu, so they are better. Or at least they sort of replaced the production of Josh Gordon. I think that is the idea there. They're favored by 12 at home. What do you think on this one, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing with this is Cleveland coming off a little bit of rest. So it's surprising. Teams on less than a week rest versus teams on a bye, 14 days or more, very surprising. 28-1 against the spread, 28-1, 71%, covering by over 7 points per game. So I think, especially recently, the odds makers might be shifting a little bit, and this line might be a little bit too high. So the way I'm going to look at this, and I'm not loving it, because, listen, what Belichick has done against teams under 500, teams who have failed to make the playoffs last year, and that's what Cleveland is. 2-4, didn't make the – I mean, all the expectations are there, but that's still what the product shows. When facing teams that, failed to make the playoffs last year, Patriots are, you know, 110-58 under Belichick. It's just something absolutely stupid. So they do the job against teams that don't do well, but to me it's just too many points. So I think you've got to look at Cleveland in this spot, especially getting this number, but 68% of tickets on New England, the same story every week, guys.
Are you a believer in John Martin's Raiders? I believe, Houston's laying 7 last I looked. What do you think about the Raiders' chances in this one?
I mean, I think – no, listen, I like Oakland. I backed Oakland last week, and I should have had a cover when you're missing 14 points on the goal line with Carr. But, I mean, when you're looking – yeah, I mean, when you're looking against Houston this week, I'm going to play the schedule game. I mean, Oakland, again, hasn't been home since September 15th. They're playing their 5th straight road game with that London situation. And to me, the fatigue showed in the second half against Green Bay.
Sure did.
Rodgers really, really tore them apart. Now, I believe the Texans are without some weapons here, but I think a second half play on Houston, if this is tight in the first half, is a really, really smart idea. I want to fade Oakland as late as I can in this game. Now, I'm a huge Josh Jacobs guy, and I think his run game might be a real problem here, but I think the fatigue will get to them late. I see Houston coming out of this one, so a good wise betting spot potentially.
Hey, Evan, we appreciate the time every single Friday, man. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yep. Take care.
He is Evan Abrams. He's on with us every single Friday as part of the Action Network. That segment is sponsored by the Action Network. We have a lot more to get to here on the show. We're going to be joined by Cody Toppert. He'll join us at 125. We'll sort of get his opinion, his views of the exhibition game last night for the University of Memphis. Taco Meat slated to be on with us as well at 1 o'clock. We'll get some college football picks with him and talk to him about game day last week. He said he wanted to go by Pastor David Wilson Jr. So,
oh my.
Hopefully he's moved on from that subject.
Maybe he has. Maybe he has.
Oh, my Lord.
Who knows?
We need him for the homecoming. If game day comes, we need Taco Meat to come home.
Some people have called for him to be the
guest
picker.
Yeah.
Yes. He does have some. He does have a little bit of a groundswell of support. So anyway, we will do that at 1 o'clock.
That's called Slim Chicken. I don't know if y'all ever heard of it.
The question, the box.
That will never not get me.
The question will be like, will he be in robot form? Like, will he be in person?
Sounding like Kawhi.
No doubt. Terminator, man. Terminator. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up at 1 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
It's here. The 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Cats and premium leather valued at $1,695. Bedliner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility, not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free. Last name is down.
Which means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven.
Freedom.
And
you can drive it like a Ford.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 Fit Days to get your complimentary guest pass, or visit lafitnessmemphis.com.
The great thing about facts...
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. Can throw out all the blues and hit the city.
Boogie. We love Memphis Group. Boogie on down to your next home. That's who you should go with. They are the best team in Memphis. That's what Lewis did. Lewis was on the fence about whether or not to sell his home. Didn't know if it was the time. Didn't know if the market was right. Got the Live Love Memphis team. Decided to do it. Decided to take that plunge, right? They listed his home on a Monday. It was under contract for this price by the next day.
Yep. Best part about Live Love is you can stop with the worry, right? You can stop just sitting on the fence and stop talking about it. You can be about it, just like Lewis did, just like I did. I was one of those worriers. It's kind of what I have a tendency to do. Not as bad as John Martin, but I still do, especially when I had a house like I had. I thought I'd never be able to sell it. Why did I think that? I could have moved faster if I'd made that call. Again, Jason, what's that call? Well, this one, 685-6000. Again, that number, 685-6000. You're calling the Live Love Memphis Group, and you're asking for Jennifer Carstensen, and from there on out, it's very simple. She's going to get that home sold for you, her and her great, fantastic team. And they're all over Shelby County, DeSoto County, whatever you've got. They can get it done. Odds are they're going to get it done quickly. You've got a home that's been on the market for weeks, or God forbid, for months, you're with the wrong group. Get with the right group. They're livelovememphis.com.
All right. Tigers played an exhibition last night. We will talk about that with Cody Toppert at 125. He's an assistant coach for the University of Memphis basketball.
A special time.
Program.
Yeah. Special time with that basketball team, that football team, with where everything is.
Very, very special time indeed. So, sort of one of my assignments last night was to figure out what we know, what we don't, what we think we know, and what we don't know.
Oh, good, because I can tell you whether you jumped to any conclusions after one exhibition game. I can tell you if you went overboard, if you did well here.
Okay, so what we know. What we know is that Precious Achiuwa is going to take and make a lot of shots.
Precious Achiuwa.
Mm-hmm. That is obvious. That became pretty apparent. And plus, he led all scores in the McDonald's All-American game. You know, I mean, like, we just, like, that's going to be the deal with him. He's going to be that guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, I hate to use it again, but it's so clear, and it's what you think of when you watch him. You're just waiting on him to turn it on, because physically he's a man. Physically he is a grown man. And you saw it in the second half. He said you know, he just needed to let the game come to him more. I think it was what you saw, though, was a more aggressive Preston Chua. There was no question about it in the second half. Look, what he brings to the table at 6'9", and you saw it with the spin move that came in a just sort of a lax first half, that first half where they're only winning by 9 at the half, and we're all saying, well, why is this thing this close? He had a spin move between two guys in traffic, and I know CBU, Division II, not same level. Jason, he's not going to be doing that every night. But there is some, I was talking about this earlier, there is some big guard to him. There is some Pascal Siakam, some, I don't know, again, not the greatness of Kawhi, but some of that. He is a big guard who's got more face-up game, right, than just the four you put under the basket. He's going to be athletic, dunker, machine, a rebounder, all that. This guy's got some big guard to him. And I think, and this is important because he said this preseason, I think that's how he sees himself. Mm-hmm. And that's important to me because, again, how a guy sees himself, well, that's how he's going to play. And that's what you're going to see, that's what you're going to see on the floor. So, to get back to the point, they've got something in him that's awfully special.
Yeah.
In terms of the things that they can do. And if, basically, man, when you've got a horse like that, you just ride that thing. But the key thing is that he understands the effort level he's got to bring every night, no matter who it's against, down opponents, up opponents. If he keeps that effort level up, he's going to shine just because of the physical tools itself, just because of the motor itself. He's going to shine.
Yep.
What you saw last night was a little bit of a low effort level early.
Yep.
He's trying to figure things out. He picked it up.
Yep.
And look, that's going to be what it looks like on most nights against most opponents in the AAC.
No doubt.
Let's just face it. You're not in the ACC here. You're in the AAC. It's a guy that looks like a lottery pick. And when he turned it on, John, it was fun to watch.
Yes, it was. What else do we know? I had two things that we know. That about Precious and Alex Lomax isn't going quietly into that good night, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Where you tried to write him off to. I'm kidding. I'm putting your face on it, but many have.
I mean,
tried to write him off, said he'd be an afterthought.
Yeah, I mean, just because of the class that Penny's bringing in, you know, they're bigger. They're all a little bit more gifted offensively. But because of those intangibles that we talk about, right, Alex is going to be on the floor. He's got the trust of Penny Hardaway. You know, and last night, again, 10, 4, 4, 4, you know, that's like a combo at Wendy's for you. You know, that's what he brings. He'll hit you with that 4 for 4.
Mm-hmm. No 10 involved in a 4 for 4.
That is true.
It's only $4.37 for four items.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know where you're getting the 10 from.
And one of the items, though,
trying to joke
like a double stack and large fry.
Value fry.
Value fry.
Man, you're not going to get the large fry.
Then you get like an apple slice.
No, fool.
What?
You don't go to Wendy's to get the apple slices on the value meal, fool.
Okay, so what is Jason Smith 4 for 4 go to?
It's very simple. They know when they hear my voice, they know what I want already.
It's because so buttery.
I get the same thing every time.
It's like
no, it's not that. I get the same thing every time, and it's plain double stack.
Plain double stack.
I say barbecue sauce with the nuggets because that's coming. That's part of a 4 for 4 is the nuggets and a Coke to drink. They know the value fries are on there. I don't have to say that. See?
Can you mix and match the 4 for 4?
Absolutely, you can. You get a junior bacon and go with it and all that.
Okay.
If you like, I do a double stack because I feel like I get more for my dollar.
That's right. That's right. But with Alex Lomax.
Thank you, bud.
He made the most of his 16 minutes last night, you know? Much like you make the most of your dollar, he made the most of his 16 minutes last night.
This is what I want, John. I want you right now for the people to say kind words, good things, observations from the game of one Tyler Harris. Have you forgotten about him? What'd you think of him?
I thought Tyler was – I mean, I can't say that I really noticed a whole heck of a lot from him last night.
You weren't impressed at all?
I mean, I wasn't not impressed. I mean, I don't really think he just didn't stand out to me last night.
This is what I was impressed by. He only had 6 points.
Yeah.
2 of 9 overall, 1 of 7 from three.
Yeah.
This is a question I've asked you. I've asked it publicly and on the air. Can he affect the game in other ways besides just hitting three?
Yeah.
Last night with the 7 assists, the 1 turnover, you see a guy who can,
mm-hmm.
right? And now, is he going to be able to do that every night? I don't know. I certainly hope so. I know he's planning on it. But that to see him affect the game in a different way, right, besides shooting, is a good thing. And I thought a positive thing that you can draw out of that. Tyler Harris ain't going to go 1 of 7 on most nights because – different than last year, you figure most of those 7 shots this year, 8, whatever it's going to be, are going to be better shots than when he took last year when he was basically Memphis's only three-point shooter. Defenses knew that in terms of what they were drawing up, scheming to defend him, and he's basically forcing shots from, you know, 6 feet beyond the three-point line.
Yep.
And you will have better looks this year as a result of the offense they're going to run, as a result of the talent around him. And so I think that what you will see in turn is a shooting percentage that goes up. He will not be one of seven on most nights because those are going to be a better seven shots. What I liked was the seven assists to go with the one turnover. He took care of the ball and looked to make plays for others.
Yeah, so, I think I agree with all of that on Tyler for sure. So that's kind of what I had for what we know, what we think we know. Obviously, we talked about it. James Wiseman going to be okay, right? Like, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, we think. Yeah, you're right. That's a good place. But we think so.
Yeah,
you're right.
We think James Wiseman's going to be fine. Penny has said that he is not worried about it at all. He mentioned it yesterday. We have audio of Penny Hardaway's. You know, obviously after a game where James Wiseman is not playing after the Bahamas, you know, that is going to be the topic of conversation. This was Penny Hardaway last night on the topic.
You know, if he was ready to play, we'd play him. You know, he's just got an injury. So if he's ready to play, we're going to play him. We're not holding him out just to be holding him out. So when he gets healthy, James wants to play more than anybody. We want James out on the floor more than anybody. So we're going to be cautious if there's an injury that he says that he can't run. We're not going to make him run. But, you know, we're just going to, you know, continue to support him.
Yeah, so that was Penny Hardaway on James Wiseman. Said he's not worried about him, and the fans should not be worried about it right now either. So that was Penny on James.
I'd still like to see him, whether it's not, you know, next exhibition, season opener. You'd like to see him at least a couple times before you're playing Oregon here in a, you know, in the not too distant future.
Question for you both: do you help increase the status of Precious Achiuwa by letting him play without Wiseman on the court, like certain games or a number of games at all? That's my question.
It is a good question, you know?
Yes. The answer is yes. Now, you don't do it on purpose.
Yeah. No. But
does it give Precious
come through your mind?
Does it give Precious absolutely more, you know, more opportunity to shine? Yeah.
I mean, I think he kind of has to.
Now,
he's playing the five.
Here's the thing. Right. And I think with scouts, you're trying to figure out, well, what is he on the next level? Is he Pascal? Is he just some bouncy 3-and-D 4? You know what I'm saying? And so from that standpoint, yeah, maybe with Wiseman off the floor, so he can show you a little bit more of everything that he is, or even just what he is. But yeah, I think in some ways it helps him. But you're also going to want to see him with other elite players. See, that's the thing scouts going to want to see too. They're going to want to see him with James Wiseman on the floor to see how he interacts. Is he the same guy? Does he go hard too when there's another guy on the floor that's demanding shots? Right, because that's what the NBA is about, is playing with other elite guys and you sort of finding your role. So I would think just like he can show those scouts, hey, a little bit more when Wiseman's not on the floor, they also would want to see him, and very particularly with a star on the floor as well, to see if he's still the same guy when he's got super talent around him. You know what I'm saying? So I imagine they want to see both. Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely do believe that Precious will have an opportunity to step up there as well. Also, I think I said what we think we know. DJ Jeffries is a starter. You know,
he's earned it.
You know, I don't want to say. I kind of wanted to put that in what we know. I kind of think.
I
think it's close, but for now, I think we know that. He was active. He was engaged last night. Was really all over the floor. And he's big, man. Like, you just watch him, and he's just like, he's so big. Now, again, it was Christian Brothers, too. Like, and that probably makes a difference. But, man, he handles the ball well for his size. You know, he can initiate the break. Like he is a hell of a prospect.
Yeah, I love seeing him bring the ball up after the rebounds. Go sort of just take it, get right into it. And Memphis had said they're going to do that. And, look, they told DJ, you're going to play some one. I mean, that was part of recruiting him when they told him, you're a priority. Well, are we going to play some one? Because at the next level, you know, that's, you know, being a ball handler and a playmaker is important to us. They say, yeah, well, to the point we've all made. This ain't a one-point guard system. The guys are going to bring it up the floor. We'll talk to Cody Toppert about it. But you'll see it. You saw it from DJ. Get the rebound, go. They're not waiting on guys. So it's on other guys at that point to fill in those lanes and to be the three and the four. And DJ at that point is your point guard. He's making the decisions. So it's good to see him sort of be in that role that he was told, look, you're going to be in it. And that's the thing about Memphis you'll see all season long, having all these guys out there. Again, I tell you, Lester Quinones can do the same thing, to grab the rebound, turn it up, and go. And he's going to be given that freedom because Memphis wants multiple playmakers on the floor. And it's been DJ's excelled for the times that we've seen it in that role as well, in addition to being a good rebounder. I think, John, I'm with you. from what he's done in the Bahamas, when you asked him to be the four,
yep.
right, you're going to have to rebound. From what he's done here in this exhibition game, hey, you're the four. James is going to be out, so we got Precious at the five. I think he's earned it.
Yep.
His energy level, more importantly, has been high for the most part. We said it yesterday. When it felt like it was lulling, he was the guy that hit the boards, kind of got you going. So I think he's earned that. And if you just figure that James, okay, going to be healthy, we think, he's your starter at five, Precious your starter at four, DJ's earned it, well, it's going to be at the three. And so then you have, you know, some discussion about, you know, which of these, who's left in those other two spots? Do we still indeed see a Damian Ball, as some have projected? Again, I think we're starting to see it play out here. But one of the things that I think is playing out in front of us is that DJ Jeffries is earning himself a starting spot.
Yep.
He's been good wherever Penny's had him.
And then what we don't know, my main thing and my main sort of takeaway from last night is what we don't know is how this team is going to handle a big game, how this team is going to handle a big stage. Because make no mistake about it, in that first half, they were leading at the half, but they did not look good. Like, they did not look like a team that wants all the smoke. Now, no James.
And that's a big part.
No, it is, but it's still Christian Brothers. I mean, my God.
I get that.
I mean, you should be able to handle Christian Brothers.
Well, and they were up by nine on their way to a 33-point
right,
win.
Right.
So I don't want to overreact either. And it was just an awful performance.
But they did lose the rebounding battle. I mean, that's
An effort thing.
You know,
because that, John, is not system. That is not a sign of this being a bad rebound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.